Also, let me tell you that it's good for them. People are going to have a letdown when they're longer in the battle.
Yep, they always do.
Yep. And they'll enjoy it.
Well, it's good for their husbands, in a way.
Right.
You know, because
the thing I was trying to say is that, older. Oh, that's right. I really thought Rumsfeld's conduct was really quite surprising.
Well, I apologize to you for that.
I'm sure
it all. I forget.
Yeah, I was surprised. Everything we've done. I open up by saying I'll support you for dissent. And the son of a gun starts to say, well, I think ought to be in the cans.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean?
Well, and what goes on? It was 180 degrees from what he said down here in the warm up. I couldn't have been more surprised.
You think he's up to?
I said he's an opportunist. And I think he just saw an opening and he jumped into it.
He
was being too damn nice to me.
Fortunately, he doesn't get anything.
Jesus.
He enters into no cab at all. So, Peter's not know what he's going to do. He ain't hurt yet.
Well, he has an unblemished record of disappointing me now.
That's right.
Damn.
Well, I just thought that was a pretty sorry performance.
It really was.
Because up here, particularly when I said, all right, I'll support you.
Yeah.
And then offer him a trip across.
Yeah.
He said, well, that'd be a terrible mistake.
Terrible mistake.
Why did y'all let me send so early?
Well, that's it. We went through this whole routine with him down here. And I don't know, he just really took me by surprise.
What do you think you should do with the person? I should have done with the person. I should have done a little rough on him.
Well, I think you should have said, well, it's obvious to me that the staff work hasn't been done on this. Why don't we just adjourn this meeting and you get with the staff and let's see what you can usually work out as suggestions and then just kick this the hell out of
him. Well, he isn't going to get any. I'm not going to get him anything. What the hell is there to give him? Do you think, maybe?
Well, son of a gun, I think you've been extraordinarily open-handed with him.
President, he incidentally operates that way. He won't be nominated for governor. He'll cut his nuts off the academy anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People see through that.
That's right.
Political people.
That's right. Well, the idea is encouraging a bunch of citizens to work for a year and put up a lot of money, and then he'll make his mind up a year from now.
Well, I told him he had to make his mind up in his own mind right now.
Yep. Yep.
But, and I know I'm right.
Well, I know. I can't imagine people working for him for a year on a contingent basis. You know, if somebody like Clemstone or somebody's being asked to put up money, he's entitled to know now that he's going
to. Yeah, what he wants to do is to wait, take a poll, and see what things happen and so forth. Well, he does that. We've done Don now.
Okay.
On him, and he can leave.
Okay.
And he doesn't realize it. And I mean, and I think some of these fellows must think we need them.
So the seller's market
is kind of a,
you think we're doing
on Rocky?
The main thing. Don't have you bring up anything on Spade or defense or anything like that.
The car Henry is, you know, it's acting like a goddamn fool here, trying to tell everybody what we're going to do.
I see.
You know, and I just don't want that thing. Mainly, if you could just keep Rocky nailed down to something.
I don't want this new federalism that he wants to talk about. I don't think you could spend the time on that and then send him on his way.
Well,
I'll keep him off the defense.
And I'm just not going to get into that anymore.
All right.
Just say that on the national security thing. We're. Bob was telling me that it's good that it turned out he didn't want Roger to move on now. So, and I think he definitely has to be used for both of you better nail down as to when, but we're not telling him right now. But I'm convinced, John, that Henry's own conduct at this time is so curious that it's just as well that you see that whenever he analyzed both him and Rogers, they were both wrong. Rogers really wants to stay on until Henry quits.
Sure.
And Henry wants to stay on until Rogers quits.
Yeah.
I throw it all in all. Do you, don't you agree that's really the heart of the matter?
Each
wants to win.
Yeah.
And neither can do it that way. And Henry said, well, the president should fire him. Now, would that help us? What is your view?
No, in the public,
what is your view?
No.
Do you think we should can Rogers? I can do it.
I can tell him, Bill, I just don't think it's going to work.
Why have a story that somebody's a winner and somebody's a loser?
Yeah.
And why have that? Basically, because Bill is going to cooperate on the reorganization department. The main thing is, Henry is the worst offender in terms of the of picking people.
Yeah.
Look at his gun in the apartment.
Yeah.
The leaks have come from him. But I really am disturbed about the misconduct.
Well, I think this will evolve. I think I think the Henry thing will evolve.
Take care of itself.
I talked to Bush this morning again.
Yeah, I heard.
Bob gave me a report on it,
and I think it's fine.
Okay, well, he's talking to Mitchell now.
Yeah,
when he's going to call me back, give me an answer this afternoon.
Well, Mitchell should get him, and then, of course, there's another one that is a curious thing to me. No, he's acting totally irrationally, and I think it's because he loves the Cadillac, and the travel.
I heard about that.
Well, he wants to stay.
It's most of the thing you could do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll bring Rocky back about noon.
Yeah.